Gaming Uncensored is brought to you by Colonel Duff. Duff, helping a random handicapped guy in the middle of nowhere. Only on Gaming Uncensored.
Controlling transmission.
Divided by 1,000 miles of barren wasteland, two men mysteriously linked by alien technology on a podcasting mission to boldly deliver video game news and views directly to your brain. This is Gaming Uncensored. Now, your Gaming Uncensored guides, the dynamic duo, the video game gurus, a man on wheels, and a Yeti with a modem, Jamie and Tommy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. How you doing? My name is Jamie Jordan, and this is a brand new episode of Gaming Uncensored. And of course, Tommy's sitting over there. What's up, man?
Not much, buddy. How you doing?
I'm good. My day got made. I got to play games, and I got a picture of a little girl in my email.
Yeah, you can't beat that, can you?
She looks like the freaking Incredible Hulk.
Which picture did I send you?
She looks like she's just ready to, like, take on the world. Like, wherever she's standing, she got the look on her face. It's like, I'm busting out.
So we got, like, nice pictures taken. We have a friend that's a photographer that lives a couple of houses down from us. And so we went to get some fancy pictures done for a big announcement we have coming up, which I'm excited about. But she hadn't, like, taken her regular nap, but she wouldn't go to sleep. And so, like, all these pictures we got, she's not crying or fussy or anything. She's just super serious. So she just has this, like, super serious face at all these pictures. She's gorgeous. She's just the prettiest little girl. But she is very, very serious in all of them. So, yes, I see what you're saying. Definitely Incredible Hulkish.
Like, seriously, she's like, do not mess with me. Do not mess with me. And it made me smile.
Yes.
And totally made my day.
That's good.
And I've had a good weekend. I should have played way more games than I played. But I did a bad thing on Saturday, and I went on a massive TV bender.
Nice.
Like, I did one of those days where all I did was binge watched.
I'm so jealous.
And I'm going to mention to you one show that is an old man TV show, and you're probably going to laugh out loud, but it's a show from when we were younger that is back. I don't know if you ever watched it, but Murphy Brown is fantastic.
That is an old man show.
It was like an old man show
when we were young.
I watched it when I was a kid, and I loved it, and it's back, and it's still great. and because of how political you guys are opinion-wise, you guys are going to dig this. So
I'm
if
sure.
you haven't seen it, go find Murphy Brown. It's fantastic.
What channel is it? Is it back on, like, network TV?
Yeah, it's CBS.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely go check that out. It's very, very, very funny. And your wife, who has a very distinct laugh, will laugh out loud at Murphy Brown. You can like it quite a bit. I enjoyed that quite a lot. And I hate to admit it because I'm such a male, but I've been catching up on Blindspot as well. I don't know if you've ever seen Blindspot, but it has Jamie Alexander in it.
And
let me just say she's on a list. That's all I'm saying.
It's not a show I've ever gotten into, but the Sexy Sidekick watches it, or at least used to watch it. We watch a tenth of the TV we used to at this point. And so our,
right.
Our TV...
Well, me too. You know, my normal rule is like an hour a day.
Yeah.
And occasionally on a Saturday, like this last Saturday, I sat down and I watched like 8 hours straight. And then I feel bad because I'm like, I could be doing other stuff. But before when you emailed me and you were like, dude, let's do a show, I'm like, I gotta play games. And so I started episode 2 of Life is Strange Before the Storm. And it's still weird and awkward and all the great things that Life is Strange is. And I'm like, this thing is getting a total, like, Thelma and Louise thing going on. Like, all of Arcadia Bay is on fire at this point.
Nice.
And it's Rachel Amber's fault. So, that's real good. So, I've been enjoying that today.
How many episodes of that are there?
There are 3 plus a bonus episodes.
Gotcha.
So, if I would suck it up and just play for an entire day, I could finish it, like, tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Life is Strange and episodes, like, 4 hours long.
Yeah.
So it's not like you're going to sit down and knock it out in an hour, but they are totally worth it.
Yeah. You got to play The Awesome Adventures of Captain Spirit after you get done with that, too. That's a lot shorter. That's not nearly as long as a typical Life is Strange episode, but it's great. So, yeah. And Life is Strange 2 is out now, too. So all kinds of Life is Strange going on.
I'm actually going to wait on that because I'm going to binge that when it's all out.
Agreed.
We definitely have to play that to assuage our sadness of what we're not going to get to play, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah.
Should we leave the depressing to the end of the show, or should we do that first?
We'll get to it. No rush to being depressing this week, I don't think. Let me mention what we got, because we skipped that part of the show. Let me mention what we got on the show. We're going to talk some Red Dead details, because we got new Red Dead details that popped up. That game comes out this month. What? We don't have time for video games. It's stupid. So we'll get to that. We also have new Oculus news. There's a new Oculus headset coming, so we'll talk to you about that. And we've got some maybe sad news, maybe somewhat positive news about Telltale, but we got Telltale on the show again. We've got other news stories that we've talked about in the past that we have updates to. So, and it's a big week in releases this week as well, so we'll talk about that. So, before we get to all that, though, we're going to play a segment this week because we need to play a segment because we haven't played a segment in the past couple of shows. And so let's do a segment real quick, and then we'll get back into games and news. And so this is from our boy Zeke, who we love, and who after we talked about Donut County on the show several weeks back now, he went out and downloaded it and really enjoyed it. So he's going to talk a little bit about that, and then another game that the same publisher put out, which I just looked up and we'll probably buy before the end of the show because it looks super cool. So we'll let Zeke do that. We'll come back with some news here in just a second.
Hey Jamie, hey Tommy, this is Zeke again. I'm just calling in because I wanted to talk about a couple games I've been playing on my phone, inspired by the last podcast I heard where Tommy, you were talking about Donut County, which was I picked that up after hearing you talk about it, and I just thought it was a blast. I loved reading through the entries in the Trashopedia, and I loved looking at this world, getting a view from the point of view of this asshole raccoon. That was a lot of fun. And I also really enjoyed the game mechanic. It was a very similar mechanic to a free-to-play game that I played for a little while and called Hole.io. It's another game where you are a hole, you start small, you swallow things, you get bigger, such and so forth. Just a really satisfying mechanic, and I was happy with how Donut County took that mechanic so much further. They really expanded on it in unexpected ways, and that was a lot of fun. Totally worth the money. And then after that, I was inspired to look at some of the other games from Annapurna Interactive, and I played the puzzle game Gorogoa, which I thought was, I don't know, dare I say breathtaking? I was stunned by the beauty of the art and music style. I felt like it told a very, you know, vague but mystical story, and it really challenges the way that you expect spaces to be related to each other, and overall really satisfying puzzling experience also on the phone. So I definitely recommend checking out that other game from Annapurna Interactive as well, if you're into puzzle games. And I will say see you later.
All right, so that's cool.
Yeah, I'll say I just made the purchase. I pulled the trigger during the segment. I couldn't even wait. Puzzle games are something I have a soft spot for, and it looks breathtaking. He said breathtaking. Just the like the little preview screens of it on the iPhone. It looks super cool. So it's a relatively expensive app purchase for me. So I'm putting a lot of trust in you, Zeke. I don't think I'm going to regret it.
See, here's the thing. This is why we don't have time to play games, because we play all these little games that suck our time. Yeah. That's why. We're still playing games, but it's going to little games that suck our time like vampires, 1 ounce at a time.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we still love this stuff, but the little stuff is what's getting us right now.
It really is. I love AAA titles. It has taken me the better part of this year to get through God of War. I'm getting closer. I've played a teensy bit this week, but not much. But I play games on my phone all the time. I can do that with, you know, holding little girl or like in between classes or whatever. Like, I've got lots of opportunities to do that, where like sitting down to play a AAA title's kind of tough at this point in life. So yeah, a little puzzler like this is going to do me a lot of good. So I'm pretty pumped. So thanks, Zeke, for the recommendation and returning the favor.
Holy cow, God of War.
Yeah.
Holy cow! Like, wow!
It's just fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah!
It's so
really
good.
Really good. Like I told you that I went on like a God of War binge last week and got mostly caught up with what you're doing over there. And I think I have like 2 left. And what I was going to mention on the next show was that Atreus, somehow in the middle of the game, has now become a teenager.
Yes.
Like I keep expecting him to start like exploring himself or something. like I mean, he just turned into a complete and total tool.
Yes.
And the only thing I could think was, holy crap, this is gonna happen with little girl. She's fabulous right now, but she's gonna turn into a freaking nightmare. You and I and mom are gonna have to deal with this.
Yep. Yeah, no, it's definitely, she already has a little bit of that in her, where you get that little like hint of attitude coming through and you're like, oh, well, you do got some of that, don't you? So yeah, it's gonna happen. Atreus, though, it's like all of a sudden, like, he's just a little punk and you're like, whoa, wait, what happened to you, man? Like, you changed on us all of a sudden. So I mean, it's understandable.
I'm a god.
That went to his head pretty quickly. But again, it's understandable. That kid's had a jacked up life, so I get it.
There for a second I'm like, wait, are you related to Thor? Like, I can't, I mean, I'm like, I'm expecting him to start, like, pounding beers and trying to find babes or something. Like, it's just that. Just, it's like he flipped a switch and he's like, yeah, I got hair on my chest at other places.
Yeah.
That's just, he got weird.
Yeah. Yeah, that's 100% fair. So other than that, well, even including that, that game is still just fantastic. And so I'm chipping it away. It's getting there. I've got Spider-Man waiting and then Red Dead. And Red Dead's, yeah, like, it's a whole other thing, man. We'll get into that here in just a second. But, man, okay. That thing is gracious.
Okay, so here's the thing. Road Trip is still coming. And I don't know how it's going to happen. I don't know how we're going to get through it. But I vote that Spider-Man doesn't get any of our time until I get there.
That's interesting.
Like,
yeah, yeah.
Like you got Detroit in your house.
Yep.
You got a zillion other things you could stream.
Yep.
I vote that Spider-Man is the Road Trip game.
I like that. Whenever it happens, that's going to be the game that we do it around.
Yes.
Deal. Like it.
Yes.
Yes. And in the meantime, if that happens soon, we can do that soon. If it happens in about a month and a half or whatever, we can do it then and try to get through Detroit before then and try to get some Red Dead in. Because, yeah, Red Dead's going to be one of those games that I'm playing for a year. I can already tell. Like, Spider-Man is going to be a great game and we're going to get through it. Red Dead is going to be a great game that's going to go on for a long time, I have a feeling. So,
okay, so here's the thing with Red Dead that we need to discuss. So
let me interrupt you really quickly, because then we'll jump into Red Dead completely. Just before I forget, mention the Patreon guys: Cabbage, Jose, Narc, Duff, Josh, Hector, Spider, Spencer, Kavash, Chad, and Zeke. Who you just heard from. Thank you guys so much, as always, for your support. If you would like to support us on Patreon as well, you can do that by going by gaminguncensored.com and clicking that Become a Patron link up there at the top. Help us pay for Red Dead 2. So now let us talk about Red Dead 2.
And you'll get content soon, we swear.
We promise.
We do. We swear.
We have been really good about the show. Like, I'm darn proud of that. We have been really consistent. We're a week and 2 days right now, but still, we have done good about this weekly show thing,
right? And I'm cool with that. Like right now, you guys are paying for that. Okay, yeah. when we get the liquid on that, then you've got cause to bitch.
Yeah,
but right now, what the Patreon guys are paying for is a weekly show, because it's really hard to do a freaking weekly show at this point.
Tougher than I well. Having a kid makes everything tougher, but it's tougher than I thought it was going to be. So, yeah.
So,
I'm proud, though. We're doing good. So, Red Dead.
So, here's the thing with Red Dead, okay? I love Grand Theft Auto. You know I love Grand Theft Auto. It's one of my favorite games of all time. Grand Theft Auto is ridiculous. But the thing with Red Dead is, I want to spend 75 hours in Red Dead.
Yes.
Like, I love Grand Theft Auto. I really do. I think Grand Theft Auto 4 and 5 were some of the best games ever.
Agreed.
But I want to spend 75 hours in Red Dead.
Also agreed. Yeah.
And that's just, I don't know what else to say other than that.
So this video, which go by the show notes, gaminguncensored.com. If you haven't seen the video yet, you can find it there. It has some new gameplay details, and we'll talk about those here in a little bit. It really wasn't anything massive in this video. But the thing that I got from it, the thing that I felt so strongly about, is essentially what you're saying, is it had such a Grand Theft Auto vibe to me, even more than the original Red Dead. And I don't know why. I mean, it's obviously through the lens of Grand Theft Auto V, and they've taken some of the same mechanics. They showed off, like, this heist thing in the new gameplay trailer, and that very much feels like Grand Theft Auto V. It just feels like the gameplay and the flow is going to be Grand Theft Auto-ish, but it's in this Wild West setting that just looks great. And again, I don't know, like, I really liked Red Dead Redemption. It was a good game. But like, I wouldn't have ever put it in the same category as Grand Theft Auto. Like, to me, like, Grand Theft Auto is like what Rockstar does. And then Red Dead was good, and then they've done a few other things, like Bully a while back. That was fine, but it never really captured me. I feel like this is going to be like GTA level, you know, like it's going to be that Grand Theft Auto experience. The way that it's set up, it doesn't feel, maybe this is the thing, is it doesn't feel as lonely and isolated as the first Red Dead. It just, the world feels more lush, feels more full, and that's exciting. I think that's going to be a big part of the experience.
Okay, I hate to sound like the crowd, and I hate to sound like everybody that is watching Westworld and doing all those things, but you know what is gonna make this amazing, and in a lot of ways may surpass Grand Theft Auto for me, in that you're playing a Western. Like, I'm watching this thing and I'm like, I keep expecting the James Gang to show up, or Wyatt Earp, or John Wayne, or insert Western hero here.
Right.
Clint Eastwood. Like, you're playing a Western, and talk about old man stuff. We're getting to the point where, at least I'm getting to the point where I can really appreciate a good Western at this point.
Yeah.
And the idea of actually playing one for 75 hours, like, I'm giddy.
And the depth of this game is just nuts. The details that are coming out about it right now. So one of the things is there's 19 different breeds of horses. I tweeted, we grew up in, like, cowboy culture, like your dad, my father-in-law. Like, I was in a rodeo when I was a kid. Like, this is the world we grew up in. I didn't know there were 19 breeds. I mean, I'm sure I wouldn't be surprised by that, but I can name you, like, four, you know? Like, the fact that this game has 19 breeds of horses, and this little nugget of detail that I actually heard about on a podcast I listen to that's called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. That's a NPR show that's about politics and news and that kind of stuff. It's like this stupid game show. But not on a gaming video game related show. That's the point I'm trying to get at here. This is like a news and politics and just randomness show. Had a little like bit about Red Dead that horses in the game, this apparently is true, will experience shrinkage when they go into like cold water. like that's the level of detail that they went into, is that horses will have realistic shrinkage. I don't know what to do with that.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, the teenager in my head,
right,
is trying not to, like, I'm trying to hold it together because we still got 40 minutes. But I just, at this point, I want to take a pencil and I want to draw something. Like, I really, it's so awkward, but it is so cool.
It is.
It's so cool.
Like, why? One. But, like, what other ridiculous things are we going to find in this game that haven't come out yet, you know, that are, like, these super cool, deep experiences, or not deep experiences that are shallow and juvenile experiences. But whatever. It's just remarkable the level of detail it appears that they're putting into this game. Now, maybe, like, these were the two things they did to make it. They also released, there's going to be like 200 different like types of animals in the world, and you know, there's just a handful of these different things. Some of the video, like, it showed like being able to like rob a general store, or to do, you know, all these little like either just small robberies or these big heists or whatever. And it's just like the depth and density of this game. It's just kind of boggling my mind. And so what I'm hopeful of and hopefully not going to be disappointed by is that actually comes through, and it's not this kind of like really shallow game that has these few little bits of depth that kind of trick you into that. I know what Grand Theft Auto 5 was, and that was a game that came out 4 years ago or whatever it is now, and it was crazy deep. And this feels like it's going to just put it to shame. Like, it's not even going to be comparable. And that's nuts.
Well, and see, here's the thing. They said something in the video that made me smile, and it's not intended to be, like, I don't think you're really supposed to, like, say, that's awesome, but the nice narrator lady that sounds like an android, she was like, you can choose to bathe or not.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, which Western dude am I going to be? Am I going to be the dude that is fastidious and stops at a bar every 5 minutes to take a bath, or am I going to be the dude that goes for a month and a half and just lets it ride?
And they show, like, him walking down, like, this, like, street and, like, is obviously, like, gross and grungy and, like, everybody's, like, pulling away from him, like... Cool. Like, if you want to be smelly, I guess you could be smelly, and you're like, you'll grow a beard over time, and so you get to choose whether or not, like, you shave or you let your beard grow. Which, as a bearded man, I'm really excited about letting my beard grow.
So. You're Jake. His name's Jake, right?
Arthur. What's his name?
No,
Arthur Morgan.
Arthur Morgan. Okay. So your version of Arthur is gonna look like freaking ZZ Top.
That's my goal.
Like, that's going to be your dude. He may shower every 5 minutes, but he's going to look like ZZ Top.
Yeah, I don't think I could go without the showering, even in a video game. Like, I just, that's a little tough. But the beard, definitely going to let the beard go. He's going to be a mountain man of a dude. And so I'm excited about it. Like, literally, that little detail of the game is one of the things I'm most pumped about. Like, just seeing how, like, I'm probably just going to let him sit there, you know, like, in game, just like, because I leave games sitting for so long anyway, just find a safe spot for him to hang out just so his beard will grow more, so that every time I play it, it's like, oh yeah, his beard's a little longer now. That's cool. So that's my goal anyway.
I'm so excited. And like I said, we love Grand Theft Auto, but I had this feeling that this is going to be like, we're going to get to a point where we have to legitimately have the discussion, which one is better.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah.
That's what I would love to see out of this. And as excited as I am about Spider-Man, and we're going to love Spider-Man, I feel like Red Dead's just going to be a completely different level of video game. Like, just, again, haven't played it yet. It may be disappointing in a lot of ways, but I just doubt it. Rockstar's just so solid. If it lives up to the hype that I have in my head, it's going to be probably the best game of the year. I outdo God of War and maybe one of those best games, like, struggling for that list of top 10s. It just... I hope it lives up to that. Again, I'm putting the expectations quite high on this thing. But just even, like, in the video where it kind of, like, you know, you come over a hill and you see the vistas, and it kind of, it took my breath away the same way that seeing Breath of the Wild for the first time did. You know, you're just like, oh, man, that whole world back there, and you know you can get to it. You know, like, that was the thing with Breath of the Wild, is like, that's awesome, way over there. And I'm going to go to it. And it's going to take me like 4 hours to get over there. But I'm going to get over there to that awesome, cool thing off in the distance. I very much feel like this world is going to be that way, too.
And I know that we joke about it a lot and say it out loud a lot. But this is one of those titles that makes me want to do this full time.
Right.
Like, this is one of those titles that makes me want to make Gaming Uncensored our job. And I'm not even talking about it for me. This is one of those things that the two of us, like, we could lose weeks sitting in a room together playing this game and not even care.
Yeah.
But, and that's this is one of those games that's like, yeah, okay, it's time to go. I don't even care about anything else. It's all about Gaming Uncensored. Let's go.
Yeah.
I don't like, like you said, we're going to love Spider-Man, but Spider-Man is not, I want to quit everything and just play video games for the rest of my life. Yeah. And that's where I'm at with Red Dead.
Yeah. It's a world that we're going to want to inhabit, whereas I don't think Spider-Man's going to be fun and cinematic. This is one we're going to want to just steep in, just be in that world and spend like 3 hours just doing nothing in the game, you know, like just riding around on your horse or playing card games or whatever.
Dude, 3 hours, 3 hours a day. What
right.
You,
that's what I'm saying. Like,
yeah,
just randomly sitting down and doing nothing in the game. Like very similar to like The Witcher or to Zelda or something like that. You know, like I spent so much time in Breath of the Wild just wandering around and like, hey, I want to climb that mountain. Let's go climb that mountain, you know? And it takes a really special world to make me want to do that because I'm a pretty goal-oriented person. And so generally, I don't like the kind of way too open of a world thing where I can just explore and like get myself lost or whatever. But if it's the right world and this feels like that kind of world, then it's a blast. And so I'm really pumped about that. A few bits of news about Red Dead as well. In the video, it also details a little bit more about the Deadeye system in that it's going to evolve. It kind of feels like it's going to level up. And so little RPG-ish in there. They're trying a bit. So that you get kind of expand the abilities of the Deadeye system over time, that it does the bullet time thing. And then maybe as an upgrade, you do the where you can like mark the targets and then he'll like quick fire. And then even to a point where it'll like highlight critical points on NPCs where they'll take the most damage, which this one, honestly, I don't get because like, it's not like Fallout where they're like mutants or something. And you like, they may have a weak spot. Like these are all dudes. And so like their head is the best place to shoot them, you know, like,
and let's be honest, this is the 1800s. And medicine is not, you know, like the greatest right. thing ever. So I'm sure if you hit somebody pretty much anywhere, they're probably going to die eventually.
Right. Yeah, it's just whether or not they could shoot back at you long enough to get you too. But yeah, that's a good point. I just like, of course, their head is their weak spot, as is for every human. So. With that, it still looks cool. Also, on the details front, Sony posted the box for they have a PS Pro and Red Dead bundle, so you can go get a PS Pro and get Red Dead at the same time, which is great. But some interesting things that are on the box that haven't been officially announced. One of it's about the multiplayer, and so Red Dead Online is going to come a little bit after the launch. It says will support between 2 and 32 players in multiplayer. What exactly that means, if that's going to be all, we don't know. But the one that stood out even more to me was that it's going to require minimum storage space of 105 gigs to install. 105. We're officially into triple digits of installing a PlayStation game.
You know what? I don't even care.
I don't either. I'm going to have to delete so much crap.
Well, you know what you need to do? Here's what you need to do. Okay, first of all, you got to get your backup drive, which I know you got.
Right,
plug that bad boy in and move some of that over.
Yeah.
And then we need to spend some extra money and go all out and put a solid state in the PS4.
That would be cool.
That needs to happen.
That would be awesome. Are they solid state compatible? I don't know why they wouldn't be, but
yes, they are.
Good to know.
And the reason that I know that it's not really that hard to upgrade them is that we've done several in the shop.
Nice.
It's not easy. It still takes a little time.
Sure.
But I am jonesing for a solid state in my PS4.
Yeah. Let me put out a quick question to anybody who may know an answer to this. I've had an issue recently with the PS4 in that my HDMI signal doesn't pick up well. It just takes it a long time for it to register. So I have multiple devices plugged into my screen, and so if I switch over to the PlayStation 4, usually more often than not now, it just takes forever for my screen, and it's done this on multiple screens, and so I've switched it out, troubleshooting. I've switched out the HDMI cable, switched out the screen I'm plugged into, and so the only thing that's left is the PlayStation itself. And it is getting a little older, but still is driving me nuts. So if anybody's had an experience with their PlayStation not connecting well, once it connects, it doesn't drop. And so once I can get video on my screen, it works just fine for however long I keep it going. But I eventually have to do other stuff on my screen. And so once I change it to a different input, if I go back to the PlayStation, it just takes forever for that video signal to get there. And I don't know why that is. So if anybody has a clue, I've done some research, haven't found anything yet. So if you've had a similar experience, gaminguncensored@gmail.com, let me know how you fixed it.
They're probably doing the Apple thing and doing the planned obsolescence. Okay, look, you've had your PS4 for 4 years. It's time to pick up PS Pro. Thank you very much.
Yep. On a side note, Patreon is right there at gaminguncensored.com too. So if you want to help us get a PS Pro to fix the problem, we'd be perfectly fine with that. So
yes.
Either way, help us out a bit. So any other thoughts on Red Dead before we move on quickly to other news?
All I want to know with Red Dead is can we, because the other thing that you got to know as a Western hero is what you're going to wear, okay? So, like, I'm just looking for the do-rag, you know? Because you know bandanas are going to be a thing. And so,
yeah.
unlike any other game that I've ever played, normally I don't care. In this game, I think I'm going to care.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm thinking, like, all black, like sequin, like just all out bad man.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that. You probably think I'm nutty, but I hope that's the thing.
Those are the little kind of details about this game that are going to be really fun. So I'm with you. So all that being said, other things we have to talk about. So Oculus had their big event this past week and made some announcements, including a new Star Wars game, which there's details of in the show notes, which looks pretty cool. And I hope it ultimately comes to Vive as well. But the big news is they announced a new headset. And so this is now their third. So they have the Oculus Rift, which of course is their flagship headset, the one that needs a big PC to run off of, and it's obviously going to get you the highest quality experience. But there's also the Oculus Go, which was their low-end headset that was comparable to like a Samsung Gear VR. Now they're doing kind of the middle range, and so they've announced a standalone headset, so it doesn't have to be plugged into your computer, and as such is wireless, which is great news. But it's a higher quality headset than what the Oculus Go is. And so it's standalone, but it's a lot richer features than their low-end one, including better visuals, which obviously in VR is going to be the biggest thing. And so it's not going to be the Oculus Rift running on a big rig. But the fact is, and we've talked about this recently with VR, the Rift and the Vive aren't making VR a big deal. They're just too expensive. There's too high of a barrier to get into it. We're lucky in that both we were PC gamers, and so having big rig PCs wasn't a problem for us. And our boy Duff hooked us up with a Vive, and so we got to cut some of that cost. But honestly, the Rift and the Vive are just ridiculously expensive. So this new one called Oculus Quest is going to retail at $400, putting it on like kind of a PlayStation VR level, getting into it level, assuming you don't have a PlayStation yet. About that ballpark, it's an Android-based device, but it's going to have a bunch of games or whatever on it. And so I don't know. It's still an expensive place. I don't know if it's brilliant or terrible, but it's I'm all for stuff in VR world and trying to figure out what the sweet spots are. And so I'm into this idea, even if it's not something I have interest personally in picking up.
Okay, so I got to back up for 1 second into what you said. We have to mention, because we haven't mentioned it in several shows, and because we haven't mentioned it in several shows, he stopped sending us stuff. But Duff, man, we love you, okay? Yeah. Like, you own this show. I just want you to be aware, this is your show. You went Trump on this show, and you just bought this freaking show for the rest of your life, okay? So we love you, dude. Send us more stuff.
By the way, we have Hellblade, Setsuna Sacrifice, sitting in the queue needing to play that he sent us a while back. So
he did?
Yeah.
Holy crap!
I know, right? So,
wow! Yeah.
Thank you, Duff. we gotta get caught up on stuff. And you're awesome.
Yeah, he's the man. Yeah. And if you want us to gush all over you, all I can say is act like Duff.
We'll make you a little piece of production and everything.
Which, by the way, I have to mention, thanks, Chad. That's all I'm going to say. Thanks, Chad.
Fair.
Yeah. So yeah. Duff, you're the man. Thank you.
Yes.
And Chad, you'll be happy to know that you're going to get at least 3 minutes of video content based on what you contributed. And I'm so very... We're really thankful, and we're going to hook you up. Yes. So,
at least 3 minutes. So, guaranteed.
At least 3 minutes. And even more impressive is that you have Tommy's brain working based on what you did with the accessibility controller.
Yeah.
So, yeah, thanks to you, sir. Still hate your guts. But other than that, thanks, buddy.
Other than that, you're awesome. So
yeah,
that's it. So anyway, that was a good little rant. One other thing I'll mention about the Oculus Quest before we move on. It uses the quote inside out tracking method, where instead of having to have sensors, it has the outward facing sensors that are built into the headset, so you don't have to have separate sensors to do room scale stuff. Which is also a big deal for this being any kind of a mainstream thing. The inside out approach to tracking and VR headsets is where everything's going to be soon. And so good on them for pushing things that direction. So comes out next year at some point. I don't know if it has a release date yet.
The less crap we have to plug in, the better.
Absolutely.
That's VR awesome. Specifically.
So.
Yes.
One other interesting tech world thing. So VR is fun tech. So is video game streaming, right? We love video game streaming.
We do?
A little sarcasm there, a little. Okay. However, Google is jumping into the ring, and I'm interested because I would love to see this work and the specific game that they are trying to test this out on. I'm really interested in playing, so I've already signed up for this and hoping to get an invite. But here's everybody else's invitation to sign up for this. So hopefully, some listener of Gaming Uncensored gets an invite and can talk about how this works. So the project is called what is it? Just Google Stream? Does it have Project Stream from Google? Project Stream. It's, quote, a technical test to solve some of the biggest challenges for streaming. And so I don't know, like, if this is what they're trying to turn into a streaming video game platform. That seems to be the direction that they're going. But the one that they're putting out for people to test in essentially kind of an open beta way is Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which is pretty cool. And you can play it in Chrome. They have a video of it running in 1080p in Chrome at 60 frames per second and talking about how they're figuring out like how to make it latency free and whatever. I'm very skeptical of all of that, but I'll try it. I'm definitely not against trying it. So, yeah, the only thing they say is you need a home internet connection of at least 20 megs down, which still seems low to pull this off. But whatever, I'm willing to try it.
Okay, so it's interesting that you bring this up because Evie has been begging me for 6 weeks to drag your butt into the 3D environment that she has been working on for the last 6 months called Web Worlds. And basically what it is a 3D environment in a web browser. And we're not trying to run Assassin's Creed, obviously. we're trying to get people in the idea of 3D spaces as opposed to websites. And she would like Gaming Uncensored, especially for the roundtable, to have an actual roundtable in this little 3D environment that we have. Nice. Like, I have a freaking office in a 3D environment. and I got to get you in there. That was on my list for the road trip, was to get you in there and show you around because it's getting ridiculous. I say all of that to say that working with her through all of this, if this is the way they're choosing to try things out, I've been working with this tech for 3 months, and I'm telling you, folks, I like this idea as a way to play games better than anything I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Because they are well aware that they are trying it out. They are well aware that they're trying. That's why it's like, read back what you read earlier. And it's obvious that they're like, hey, we're just trying to figure this out.
Yeah.
It's not like an online thing or insert streaming services here where they're like, yeah, we got it. They're saying, no, we don't got it. Help us figure it out.
Which is brilliant. I dig it. Really good way to approach it and not pretending like you have something that's awesome, but saying we're trying to figure out how to make this awesome. This is going to happen at some point. It's just a matter of when the technology on both sides, on the home side for what your internet connection is and the stability of your internet, as well as the speeds of your internet, and what the hosting services technological feats are. And again, Google's one of the biggest companies in the world. They have more resources than just about anybody else. And so if somebody's going to figure it out, Google's a good one that has the resources to figure it out. And so it's much more encouraging to me. Again, you bring up On Live. When did On Live start? That's been almost 10 years.
Ago.
Yeah, it's been a long time. And so 10 years after that, the fact that we, A, still haven't figured that out, but B, have companies like Google working on it and trying to figure it out, means that it's coming and we're getting closer, and so we'll see. I want to play Assassin's Creed Odyssey. And my understanding is that while you're part of this like testing service, I don't know like if they're going to want you to do stuff other than just play the game, if they're going to want you to do little surveys or whatever, but I don't care. You get access to the game for free. Like, if you get chosen to do this, like, you get to play Assassin's Creed Odyssey for free. I don't know how long the test is going to go. I don't know if there's like a save transfer function. Probably not. But I still don't care. Like, I want to play Assassin's Creed Odyssey. By the way, the reviews are coming in for it and are really good. Like, I've read a couple of reviews that are like, this is an Assassin's Creed game unlike any of the others, and it's legit, like, just an amazing open world game. Like, it's just a deep open world RPG that has all kinds of stuff to it, and so great game and interesting idea pair up for something I'd be interested in participating in. If you're listening, Google, find my email address.
Yes, and
pick it out of the hat, whatever it takes.
And if you're gonna get him in, get me some more bandwidth. Like, I want some Google Fiber, And then get me in, because I'll do that.
Yeah.
And if you're interested in 3D tech in general, please go check out 3dwebworlds.com. You're coming in there with me, sir. You gotta see what I'm messing around with on Saturdays. I'm in there every Saturday, 2 o'clock our time, giving tours. And can you imagine me giving tours? I'm actually giving tours and
lovely
and doing random things, and I'm. It scares the crap out of Evie because she's like, you don't prep. Can you please prep before you walk people around my world? And I'm like, prep? Really? I gotta do that? So yeah, 3dwebworlds.com. She has offered more than once, like 6 times this week already, to build us a round table space.
Nice.
So that may happen.
Nice.
So I'm excited about this tech in general. I think it's cool. And the coolest part about this is that it's a cool way to go about it.
Yeah.
Like, they're not being stuck up. They're not pretentious. They're saying, hey, help us figure it out. And I dig that.
Me too. That's a big deal. Really quick, we'll hit a couple of stories that we've talked about before that have updates. First of all, about Telltale. So we obviously spent a lot of time last week talking about Telltale. Currently, the sad news is that the Walking Dead final season is not for sale at this point. If you want to buy it, even the first episode, my understanding, can't do it because they have, at least the way they're talking, a couple of possible companies that are interested in finishing it out, at least, of taking it on to put out the last 2 episodes. And so episodes 1 and 2 are done and technically released. But again, it's on hiatus right now, so you can't buy it, which is a weird place to be. Assuming that they can figure out a way to get those last 2 episodes out, you would assume that it'll obviously come back on the market and you can go pick it up. If they don't figure that out, who knows? There may not be a chance to play The Walking Dead at all again at this point. It may be gone forever as of now, not even getting to pick up what's left of the final season. So, man, it's just a train wreck of a situation. It's just bad all the way around. Just a horrible end for a company that made really fun games.
I don't even, like, for crying out loud, Walking Dead has been one of the most enjoyable franchises for us to play. And the fact that we're not going to get to finish it, at least right now, really, really upsets me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a bummer.
It's not good.
It's not good. We talked about the Switch cloud saves and some issues with that a couple of weeks ago. One clarification on that, now that Nintendo's put out some more details, your cloud saves will actually stay on the service for 6 months after you are no longer a part of the service, which is the same thing that Sony does. So that's good news that stuff doesn't just go away immediately, so that if your subscription lapses, if your credit card's expired or whatever when they try to renew, like all your cloud saves aren't immediately gone, you have some time to figure that out, which is good news. And one last little thing here. Fortnite, we had to talk about Fortnite. Fortnite officially has crossplay on the PlayStation 4 now, so after all the talk about why they couldn't make it happen, they made it happen. So that's good. Don't care about Fortnite still, but that's good. Way to go, Sony, for finally catching up with everybody else.
For all of you people that are playing Fortnite, just take 1/10 of what you're spending on Fortnite and give it to us. Because we're better than Fortnite. I'm just telling you right now, we are better than Fortnite. Thank you very much. This has been a PSA. I'm Jamie Jordan.
Well done. Releases for this week, like I said, there's some big ones. One of them is Assassin's Creed Odyssey, which I mentioned. Metacritic score right now is 85 on PS4, 87 on Xbox One. For whatever reason, Xbox One Metacritic scores are always like 2 points higher, except for...
Because they're paid to be higher, that's all I'm saying.
Eh. Well, not by Mega Man, because Mega Man on the Xbox One is 4 points lower. It's at 81 on the PS4. It's at 77 on the Xbox One, and a 79 on the Switch. How it's that different? Whatever. Amongst those three, apparently play Mega Man 11 on the PS4 if you're going to play it somewhere. That one seems like one that would be really good on the Switch. I feel like that's where I would prefer to play that. So. Anyway, that one's out to tomorrow, probably as you're listening to this show. It's out. Life is Strange 2, we mentioned, came out last week. Also on the Xbox One, the highest rated of any of these games, Forza 4. Forza Horizon 4 is out. 92 Metacritic score. Pretty solid. Again, not a game that we play, but pretty solid. And then I'll mention Creed Rise to Glory, which is the, like, virtual reality boxing game that was on PlayStation VR is now also available on PC. So if you have an Oculus or Vive, you can get into some boxing VR-ness with Creed and get your brains beat out.
I want to say that I'm such a geek.
I know.
I have a Rocky poster on my wall. I saw a Creed 2 trailer that's coming out this fall. I don't think they have a date yet, but like I'm sorry, like I don't know if you saw it, but Creed is a really good Rocky movie.
Yeah, like, I need to see it because I haven't, and I really like Rocky, and so, yeah.
Creed is a really good Rocky movie. I liked it better than Rocky 5 and 6, and I saw them both. Creed is a really good movie. I'm excited for more. Rocky's back. I'm so happy. So, you know, if you give me this game and give me a little time to get my brains beat out, I'm all about that.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And I like Michael B. Jordan, so I'm yeah. for that too, which will be fun. So, all that being said, you know how to get a hold of us. So get a hold of us. Send us an email, gaminguncensored@gmail.com. Go by Facebook, Twitter, @podcastgu. Voicemail line at
509-GAME-210. Also, I want you to do another favor for us. We've been doing this 13 years, and it occurs to me that we've never been viral. I have a new goal for this show. I want to go viral.
Yes.
So make us go viral.
Yeah. Like, tell us how to do that.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Because I want to do that before the show is over. I want to go viral, and then people to go like, man, they're really good, and then just... Then just quit. Like, I just want to just, like, I want that to happen, and then I want to be like, yeah, we quit.
So if you're tired of us, there you go. There's a way to get rid of us. Yeah. Also, I'll mention, because I haven't mentioned this one in a while either, go and rate and review, please, on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, on whatever you're listening to us from. Again, I don't think we're on Spotify yet. I need to check that again. Whatever.
Yeah.
Spotify's weird with podcasts. But I'll try there again. If you're listening to us on Spotify, A, let us know, and B, review us there as well. But rate and review, because it is super helpful for us to get more people listening to the show and grow the Gaming Uncensored community, because that would be awesome.
As of yesterday, I'm paying for Spotify again. Like I've done that thing the last 2 years where where they offer the free months for three for free and then I get off it. Well, now I have the nice speakers and I have to have it. Yeah. Like that's it. So yeah, I'm paying for Spotify again. You should like make a petition and get us on Spotify, because we need to be there.
Yeah,
and so do whatever you gotta do to get us on Spotify. Tommy's trying. Apparently they don't like us. Maybe they think I'm wasted, but they got lots of other wasted people on
there.
That
is true.
So I should fit right in. Yeah.
That is not unfair. So who listens to podcasts on Spotify anyway? I know Spotify is a huge deal. Just not where I think of podcasts coming from, but whatever.
Podcasts are everywhere.
They're
really,
such a big deal, man.
Yes, they are. And I really miss the days where, like, there was nowhere to get podcasts, and it was us and, like, 12 other people.
I know.
It was a whole lot easier to get famous back in the day, and we were too stupid to realize what to do with it.
I know. And now it's all these, like, huge corporations that are putting out podcasts. It's like, oh, y'all have money and advertising.
Yeah! Which, by the way, I gotta say, we can't really say that about... I gotta say that I'm jealous of our friend who doesn't have a clue who we are, Tony Kornheiser, who has his own podcast.
Yeah.
And also owns a restaurant. They have advertising, and he's like 85 years old. He's almost as old as Larry King, and he's really funny. I really like him, but if Tony Kornheiser can have advertisers, so can we. And I keep dropping his name because I keep thinking maybe he'll hear this and go, man, these guys are really funny. But if he can do it, so can we. We are good, and I'm going to keep saying that until somebody actually tells us we are. But we got to get out of here because you got to put a little girl to bed.
Yeah.
And I can't believe that my Monday night revolves around getting a little girl to bed. But it does.
It's amazing.
Like, I'm looking at the clock going, we got to go. We got time to go. We got to get her in bed. But
yep.
It is. It's time to go. So for right now, is there anything else, sir?
I think we're good.
I'm Jamie, that's Tommy, and for another week, yeah, that's right, I said another week. We are Gaming Uncensored, and we are out.
Would you like to submit a segment for the show? Send it to gamingUncensored@gmail.com. And don't worry, we'll play just about anything. Gaming Uncensored.